In this exchange with Eric Jordan of the Alaska Trollers Association, Senator Begich acknowledged Sitka fishermen.
Sitka is the 10th largest seafood producing city in the United States by value. And most of that value comes from the hook and line fisheries, high quality fisheries of halibut, black cod, and salmon trolling. The last time a United States senator met with fishermen in Sitka was over 15 years ago. Senator Begich, will you meet with arguably the finest fishermen in the nation, Sitka fishermen, next time you come to town?
Yes.
Begich says he believes Alaska's fisheries are some of the best managed in the country, but things like ocean acidification and the effects of climate change are beyond the state's control. So he wants to educate Washington on how those things are affecting the industry and Alaska communities. He reiterated over and over that he has his work cut out for him when it comes to educating his fellow senators.
There are several folks in the United States Senate that know of Alaska, but they don't know about Alaska. People who've been there decades. And it's really interesting because it's a great challenge we're going to have as Alaskans. There are some senators that, you know, obviously don't feel welcomed in Alaska because of past activities. And my view is any senator I can get here is a plus for Alaska.
One example of the difference between Alaska and the rest of the country came in the form of a question from Sitkin Galen Payne, who said she was concerned about the damage that was done under the previous administration to civil rights and civil liberties in America. Payne is a member of the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska, and she said people may not be aware that the Transportation Safety Administration is attempting to limit private pilots in Alaska. Begich said he was well aware of the issue.
Which means, for example, in some cases, some of our bush planes would be required to have a TSA officer on the plane. And you tell me. And when they land in a village or an area, that may require them to have a TSA screening facility.
Begich says TSA wants to go even further and change the existing requirement, a state law which states each plane must have a weapon in their survival kit.
That weapon issue, I'm actually anxious to take the administrator of TSA and say, I'll make a deal with you. We'll go in two separate planes, we'll land in roughly the same area, where maybe the bears are pretty active. You have your survival kit, I'll have mine. And we'll see who makes it out.
Begich said not only was TSA becoming too far-reaching, but he felt other things like Real ID and the Patriot Act is, quote, ridiculous. Management of the Tongass National Forest was another issue which drew Sitkins to the microphones. Davy Lubin pointed to the mountains across Eastern Channel and asked Senator Begich to take a look, saying the Tongass is public land that was set aside with great effort by Teddy Roosevelt in 1907.
I urge you not to fragment it any further than it already is and has been, and to preserve the integrity of this public land that everyone owns, everyone gets to enjoy. And I ask you not to put any more of it into private hands. Thank you.
Begich thanked Lubin, but also added that Sea Alaska Corporation is entitled to land selection under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act.
That is a right, and actually, to be very frank with you, a right that is way overdue, not just by 1971 law, but for centuries.
Lubin agreed with Begich, but said there are boundaries to Sea Alaska's land selection. Healthcare was another issue that Sitkins wanted the senator to consider, everything from a single-payer system to funding for more home health professionals. Sitkin Donna Donahoe submitted a petition to Begich asking him to support a single-payer health reform bill that has been introduced by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. While Begich said he's concerned about the 46 million Americans who are under or uninsured, and has even been one himself, he cautioned that universal health care coverage would not be a silver bullet.
You know, we want to be careful that we don't sell a bill of goods and say, everyone's covered, go see your doc, because guess what? Right now that doesn't happen. I can give you senior after senior that can't get Medicare treatment, Medicare services, because it's not enough. We will take it because of reimbursement rates, paperwork, and access.
Begich said he, along with other freshman senators, are working to ensure that more nurses and physician's assistants are trained and eventually more doctors. Sitkins also urged the senator to end the violence in Pakistan and Afghanistan, to improve the VA system so that Native veterans get access to benefits they are entitled to, and also for the senator's support for a regional VOTEC career center on the former SJ campus. Begich promised that he wouldn't let another 6 years go by before he returned to Sitka. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.